This is Rabbi Nathanael Brunt, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Friday, March 8th, 2019. We are still on Yud Beis Amin Aleph 12a. This is the fourth section from Tana Rabbanan Im Yatso to Veha Rabbi Akiva. It is the yellow text on your source sheet. So Tana Rabbanan. Im yatzo yetze harotzeach. If the accidental murderer leaves the ir miklat, right, opens himself up to the blood avenger, to the possibility of being killed. Says the Gemara, ein li ela b'mezid. I only know if the accidental murderer leaves the city of refuge intentionally b'mezid, that he opens himself up to the possibility of being killed. Bishogeg minayin, how do I know that even if he veers out or ventures out accidentally, that he's subject to being killed? Right? He doesn't intend to leave, but he's walking around and he's, right, the border is not demarcated, and he steps over. How do I know that even if he does it unintentionally, the blood avenger can get him? Talmud Lomar, im yatzo yetze. It says the Chumash, a double language. Im yatzo yetze mikol makom. However he goes out, it doesn't matter whether it's intentionally or unintentionally. However he goes out, he's subject to the blood avenger. Ay vehatanya, we have a brisa that argues and says that if this is again dealing with the case of a person goes out accidentally from the ir miklat. And the Braisa says, b'mezid, if the blood avenger intentionally kills that person, the accidental murderer, neharag, he is killed as a murderer. And b'shogeg, if he accidentally kills him, he himself goes to ir miklat. Right, so in this case, clearly, the accidental murderer wanders out, right, b'shogeg, unintentionally. The blood avenger does not have the right to kill him. And therefore, if he does intentionally, he is a murderer and he gets tried and punished and put to death. And if it's accidental, he goes to the ir miklat. Right, so that we now have what we call, right, a stira. We have an argument in the Gemara. On the one opinion says, if the venture out accidentally, you're putting your life on the line. And the second person says, no, if you veer out accidentally, so you should go back to your miklat, but nobody has the right to kill you. So Gemara says, lo kasha. No, it's not a question. We have two different opinions. They believe two different things. Ha kemanda amar dibra Torah kelashon bnei adam. One opinion, I'll explain it in a moment, says the Torah is written in the language of human beings. Ha kemanda amar lo aminan dibra Torah kelashon bnei adam. Right, the other one says, no, we don't say the Torah is written in the language of human beings. What is that argument about? It means how particular are we with every single word, right, that the Torah uses, every particular formulation. If you happen to go out, is that just prose? Is that just the way human beings speak and therefore it's written so that we can read it? But don't read too much into yatzo yetze, nevertheless. No, that's just the way, it's just the way the Torah is speaking, the way I would write it. And therefore you cannot learn out from there that even if you ventured out accidentally, you're subject to death. No, that's just what the way the Torah was writing, the way we write. On the one hand, the other person says, no, Torah is not written that way. Every word is important. Every word is intentional. Every word teaches us something. Im yatzo yetze, if he will go out, double language, that comes to teach us something. What does it come to teach us? Even if he went out accidentally, subjects himself to death. Right, so the argument, the Gemara posits that the argument as to whether an accidental murderer ventures out of the city of refuge without knowing, does that subject him to potential death at the hands of the Blood Avenger. So that's an argument dependent upon how much emphasis we put into every single word the way it's written in the Torah. Amar Abaye, says Abaye, Mistabra, it makes sense to me, Kimanda Amar Dibra Torah Kalashon B'nai Adam. Abaye says, it makes sense to me, right, that we will argue the Torah is written the way a human being would speak. Im Yatsoye, say, if you happen to venture out, that's just the way people speak, but don't think that teaches you that if you venture out accidentally, they can kill you. No, if you go out accidentally, nobody can kill you. You go right back to the Ir Miklat. But why does Abaye say that? Not so much because he's convinced as to how the Torah is written. Rather, it's a logical argument working backwards. Shelo yehe sofo chamor mitchilaso. Right, the end judgment of the accidental murderer should not be more strict than the beginning. Right, the Gemara is going to lay it out for us. Matchilaso, right, just like in the beginning, a human being takes a life. Bimazid, if he does it on purpose, nerag, so he's killed. Bishogeg gole, if he does it accidentally, goes to the Ir Miklat. Af sofo, so too at the end, once you're already in the Ir Miklat. Bimazid, if you walk out intentionally, you get killed. Bishogeg, but if you do it unintentionally, you didn't realize you were walking out, gole, you go right back to the Ir Miklat. Right? They should be parallel. In the beginning, intentional, you get killed. Unintentional, Ir Miklat. So too at the end, intentionally, you leave, you get killed. Unintentionally, you go back to the Ir Miklat. If we were, if we were to kill you, if you went out, you know, accidentally, it would make the end more strict than the beginning. And that Abaye doesn't want to see. And therefore, he says, right, Ms. Staber, it makes sense, according to the person who says, Dibra Torah Kalashim B'nai Adam, the Torah wrote it as a human being would write it. Don't get too worked up about the double language. You cannot learn from there that if you leave accidentally, you're subject to death. Okay. Period. Next. Tani Chada. One person writes, Av Shaharag Bino. A father accidentally kills his son. Right, so that's, imagine a tragedy. But the Gemara says, Naaselo, the brother, his other son, Naaselo, Goel Hadam. He can be the blood avenger for his brother and kill his father. Imagine. I can't imagine. But okay. Vitanya, Idach, but we have another brisa that says, "Ein beno naaselo goel hadam." In that case, the father accidentally kills brother one. Brother two does not become the blood avenger and does not have the right to kill the father. Okay, that's the argument. Father accidentally kills a son. Does the son's brother, right, the father's other son, become the blood avenger? And the Gemara says maybe that's the argument between Rabbi Yossi HaGlili and Rabbi Akiva. Lema, let us say, Ha Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, Ha Rabbi Akiva. That one position is Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, one is Rabbi Akiva. Now, what's Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, Rabbi Akiva? Why would we link it? So if we remember, Rabbi Yossi HaGlili says it's a mitzvah for the Goel Hadam to kill the blood, right, for the blood avenger to kill the accidental murderer. Rabbi Akiva says simply it is permission given, but it's not a mitzvah. So that's number one. Number two, why would we link it to this argument? Because there's a very specific prohibition about hitting your father, causing your father damage or harm, and certainly killing your father. If it is a mitzvah for the blood avenger to kill the accidental murderer, maybe that's Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, that will override, at this point in the Gemara, that will override the prohibition of the son striking the father. But according to, and therefore he can become the blood avenger. But if we hold like Rabbi Akiva, that it's only permission given for the blood avenger to strike the accidental murderer, permission given is not going to override a specific prohibition for a son to strike his father. So The Gemara is going to challenge that. We come back on Monday. The Gemara will challenge that link. But that's the link we have established for now. The argument as to whether a second son becomes a blood avenger in the event that a father accidentally kills his son. That's an argument. And at this point in the Gemara, we have linked that to the argument of Rav Yossi HaGlili and Rabbi Akiva. Is it a mitzvah or is only permission given for the blood avenger to strike the accidental murderer? That concludes our learning for today and this week. Please come back. Join me on Monday.